in defense of humanity. It's our second hour. My name is Al Whitney. Tonight the topic is exposing Big Pharma. It's a critically important topic for everyone. I wish there was a way to get it to everyone across the country because patients still don't get it. They're still presuming the doctor is there to represent their health, and they don't understand that there's another whole layer going on that's about money, not health. I wanted to mention before we get to the next clip, in one of the clips, they talked about these TV ads, and we've all heard them, where they have this wonderful rosy picture of this couple or these family having a great time, all healthy. And when the ad's over, they do their fuller disclosure. In other words, they tell you what the side effects or adverse reactions could be. Some of them are actually fatal. Now, that they're doing because there is a law that says they have to expose the side effects, the full disclosure. However, there are two circumstances where that does not occur, and the system seems to be okay with that. So I'm going to warn you what those are so you can protect yourself. One is vaccine package inserts are not given to people, either from the pharmacy or the physician, when they want you to accept this vaccine, which is a pharmaceutical product, okay? Doesn't mean you can't ask for it. In fact, you should ask for it and very pleasantly tell the doctor, let me read it, and then I'll let you know next time whether I want this vaccine. If he doesn't give it to you, then you've got to say, how can I make a decision if I don't have all the information? Really kind of be insistent. I'd love to consider what you're saying, but I need all the information. The other situation is when you're in a hospital. When you're in a hospital, they order drugs for the patient, but they don't give the vaccine package insert. They don't give that little sheet that you get when you pick up a prescription. If you've gotten a prescription lately, you know that they hand you this sheet with this possible side effects and adverse reactions. In a hospital, they don't do that. Okay, so if it's you or a loved one in the hospital, you have a right to ask the nurse, ask the hospital, I'd like to see the information page on this drug, please. Thank you so much. Before I continue taking it, I need to know what that is. And if they give you a hard time, then you can obviously say, if I was picking up this at the drugstore, the druggist would give it to me. I really don't understand why I can't get it here because you've got a pharmaceutical department who can print it out for me and let me read it. When you don't know what the possible side effects are and you don't know what the adverse reactions are, the presumption is any symptom that you feel is going to be blamed by you, by the doctor, by the staff on the condition. And this is real important to understand. You've got side effects and you've got symptoms when you're a patient in a hospital. Now, there's literally no way to know the difference if you don't know what the side effects are. Okay? This is important, and I'm hoping people are going to share this information. How can you tell the difference? You feel bad. This is happening. That's happening. You're lightheaded. You're nauseous. Now, is it the symptom of the condition that you're suffering from that puts you in the hospital, or is it a side effect of the drug that they're giving you? No way to know unless you make the point, I'd like to see the information, adverse reaction page for this drug. I know it sounds horrible to have to be a patient in the hospital and ask for this information, which you would think they would freely give you. But to my experience has been they do not. And you have every right to know what drugs they're giving you, and you have every right to know what side effects you might expect. Okay, so let's go into the clip number 7 where they talk about clinical trials.
Unfortunately, the tactics used by the pharmaceutical salespeople rely on an entire system that is designed to manipulate what doctors understand about drugs. And basically, the salesperson is the last step in that. We also have to look at how clinical trials are designed and conducted. Right now, clinical trials are designed by the companies that are seeking to push a particular product in most cases. And unfortunately, they are frequently able to manipulate the design of the study or how the results are presented so that their drug comes out looking more favorable. That obviously is not a good way for us to accurately assess whether a drug is useful and safe.
Before 1980, most clinical research was funded by the National Institutes of Health. Academic researchers, quote, snubbed their noses at doing commercially funded research before 1980. When President Reagan came into office, the economy was slow, the ethos was small government, and the NIH funding of clinical studies went down dramatically. The drug companies were very happy to come in and lend a helping hand. Nothing much changed until 1991 because the studies were still being done in universities. But during the 90s, most of that research got pulled out of universities and was brought to for-profit research organizations. Now, nothing inherently unethical about that. It was more efficient and quicker for the drug companies. The problem is that gave virtual complete control over the research to the drug companies. They could design the studies. They have control of data so that many of the authors of the most important articles published in our best journals aren't even allowed to see their own data. They don't get free access to their own data. And they have control of a publication. So the bottom line is that now 90% of clinical studies are funded by the drug companies. The odds are five times greater that commercially funded studies will support their products.
Suffice it to say that when drug companies set the research agenda, do the research and design the research, have tremendous influence over the people who get to write it up, and in fact have tremendous influence over the journals that publish it, because they're very, very beholden to drug companies for their own financial well-being, then it's not surprising that so much of what we think we are learning is tremendously distorted.
We have studies that are funded by drug companies, and there have been studies of those studies, and those studies of those studies repeatedly show a tremendous bias. They repeatedly show that they will be far more favorable for a drug if they're funded by drug companies. And we have studies showing that authors who write about these drugs, if they get money from the drug companies, they're going to write far more positive information than doctors, authors, and medical journal articles who don't get money from the drug company. They may be right. They may not be right. But I'd rather hear it from somebody who isn't getting money from one side.
And more often than not, you can't get the data. I think it would be a major step forward if the drug companies who sponsor research made their data available to impartial scientists to make sure that the conclusions that have been drawn in the medical journals and that are driving our medical care really are supported by the research data. I mean, right now that data is treated like the recipe for Coke.
The data are so hidden and so complex, whether it's gene therapy or whether it's the number of people who die of heart attacks while taking Vioxx, we have to rely on researchers to provide us with that evidence. And I think the most shocking thing is to find that that evidence is simply not available, or it is distorted. And some of it is hidden as trade secrets. Federal trade secrets laws, commercial interests, allow drug companies to withhold some of this information. And I just recently found out, for example, that the Food and Drug Administration does not report all the deaths it knows about in patients who are on certain drugs because these are considered federal trade secrets.
One of the problems in the drug industry is that studies are frequently either hard to find or the results are manipulated by drug companies. And we've certainly heard a lot about that in terms of Vioxx and the heart attack risk. But in the case of Nexium, those studies were printed and reproduced, the results, right in the package insert that the FDA requires accompany the drug in pharmacies. So these were not secret. But it's really fine print and not something that most consumers can understand, whereas the ubiquitous television ads touting the benefits of the so-called healing purple pill are very hard to miss. So this is a case where, you know, I guess it was, you could say it was hidden in plain sight.
The data that I found on the FDA's website showed for Vioxx that in the company's own study, in Merck's own study called the Vigor study, where Vioxx was compared to naproxen or Aleve sold over the counter, Vioxx is no more effective than Aleve, but the important thing is that the manufacturer's own data shows that Vioxx causes significantly more cardiovascular complications, heart attacks, blood clots, and strokes, more than Aleve. And overall, Vioxx is a more dangerous drug than Aleve. So that if I, as a family doctor, prescribed Vioxx for 100 patients in a row, within the next year, there would be 2.5 serious complications because I treated those patients with Vioxx instead of Aleve. The New England Journal of Medicine article that was published in November of 2000 that was supposedly based on reporting that research failed to include those two crucial pieces of information.
So we need to look at how clinical trials are designed and administered, but then we also need to look at how medical journals publish the results of clinical trials and other research. Right now, unfortunately, a lot of journal articles are written by physicians who either have a financial interest in the company and the product that they're writing about, or have a consulting arrangement, and frequently journal articles are also written, ghost-written, by companies that basically do this as a business and then sign up a prominent doctor to put his or her name on the article.
There's a lot of evidence now that some of those articles aren't even written by those physicians, but are actually ghostwritten by the companies for the signature of the opinion leader in medicine who gets the credit and also sometimes gets paid for an article that somebody else wrote.
And that gives a false credibility to the results and creates a very, you know, incorrect impression for the doctors and other medical professionals who might read the article and rely on it.
I saw an article in the New England Journal of Medicine in August of 2000 about Pravacol, which is a cholesterol-lowering drug, reducing the risk of stroke. And it seemed to be a biased article. So I went through it very carefully, and then I got in touch with a research expert in Boston to review my critique of the article with him to see if he agreed with me. So he went through it point by point and said, yes, he thought I was right. He didn't see anything wrong with my analysis. So I asked him if he would be interested in writing a paper with me. I thought it would be very powerful if a practicing family doctor and a research expert wrote a paper together to help to immunize practicing physicians from the growing commercialism in even our most respected journals. He said to me, well, I'd rather not. I do a little consulting for the drug companies, and I'd rather not get involved. And that really was a turning point for me, because I naively had believed that the universities were the overseers of the integrity of medical science and knowledge in general. And that showed me that there's enough drug influence in our best researchers so that the oversight function was no longer functioning. And then a year later, I saw a review article in the New England Journal again about Celebrex and Vioxx, and it seemed to be very clearly biased in favor of promoting those drugs. I noticed that both of the authors had financial ties to the drug companies, and at the time that was against the editorial policy of the New England Journal.
Now, these journal articles are handed out by salespeople in doctors' offices. So now if they can't rely on the journal articles, they're even more hard-pressed to find out accurate drug information.
This transformation in the purpose of that knowledge has happened so quietly that the watchdogs not only haven't been able to keep up with it, but the watchdogs are largely drugged. So more than half of the budget of the division of the FDA that approves new drugs and oversees drug safety is funded by the drug companies. 90% of the clinical studies are funded by the drug companies. 59% of the experts who write the clinical guidelines that create imperatives for us to follow have an active financial relationship with a drug that's being considered in the guideline process. About 70% of our continuing medical education that doctors participate in to maintain their state licenses is funded by the drug companies. And we all know that there's now one drug rep for every 4.5 practicing doctors. So the drug companies are spending about $30,000 per doctor each year for marketing.
The pharmaceutical companies spend a lot of money on marketing. It's probably close to, in 2005, probably close to $20 billion.
It's well documented that the drug industry spends roughly twice on marketing what they spend on research and development. And this really demonstrates the drug industry's skewed priorities.
And though industry will say the marketing costs don't affect the cost of drugs, they do say the research costs affect the cost of drugs. So though I'm not an economist, I don't see how you can have one but not the other. And that, in fact, just like the research costs may affect drug costs, I guess that marketing costs probably affect them too.
They're more interested in marketing drugs of, you know, questionable innovation to the American public than they are in researching genuinely innovative drugs that will be real breakthroughs for diseases that not just Americans but people all over the world are suffering from. So you know, the fact that they spend twice as much on marketing as they do on research really undercuts their argument that they need the high prices that they force us to pay in order to somehow pay for all this supposedly innovative research that really isn't taking place.
First of all, they always claim that their prices have to be high because of all the research they do. Well, in truth, most of their research goes towards Me Too drugs. Those are drugs that just simply imitate other drugs that are already on the market that do the same thing. They're not saving lives. They're not changing things. They're just a different drug company trying to get a piece of the market.
The notion that we have to learn zillions of things because there are millions of journals being published every month is just not true. In fact, very little that comes out in the 30 years that I've been a doctor has really changed my practice, has really been important. There have been a few things, but you know what? It wasn't hard to know about those things. Those things were so dramatic that you couldn't help but learn about them.
Good example, the ALLHAT study compared diuretics, fluid pills, which are very inexpensive, beta blockers, which are very inexpensive, and then three expensive classes of antihypertensive medications. Well, it turned out that the diuretic that costs only $30 to $50 a year was equal to or superior to all the other drugs in preventing the complications of high blood pressure. So the British Medical Journal published a wonderful article in which they interviewed a strategic marketing consultant for the drug companies, and the interviewer said, well, isn't this going to be a problem? Your expensive drug is not as good as a drug that costs $30 or $50 a year. And he said, no, this won't be a problem. We have a $10 billion industry. We'll have 55 promotional events, and this data will go away. It'll fade away. And I believe he was right. It did fade away.
And this is another thing that gets gross, is when they come out, because it's going to go off of patent, right? So it's going to be, a generic can be made. Well, they just switch the formula ever so slightly, so we get three more years of exclusivity to the drug, and we can still charge our premium prices.
I think that's all pretty shocking, quite honestly. Most of us don't realize that all this research behind the scenes is being polluted and contaminated by the people who want to profit from our illness. There was an article, most people missed it, I know I did, in 2005, that was published by Dr. John Ioannidis in the PLOS Medicine Journal, titled, Why Most Published Research Findings Are False. And he focused for like 10 years trying to figure out, analyzing how the research was done, and concluded that up to 90% of what they're doing in medicine is coming from bad science. So you can get a link to that. The name of the original article was World-Renowned Medical Researcher Exposes Lies, Damn Lies in Medical Science. This is on that same page I mentioned before, Big Pharma Exposed. So that page has absolute, complete validation of everything you're hearing coming from other sources saying the same thing. Okay, we'll take a short break and stay tuned.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Before we listen to the last clip from the documentary, Big Bucks, Big Pharma, I'd like to remind people that this is not the kind of information you're going to hear on mainstream media. Only because I am speaking on alternative media can I promote this documentary. And the only way alternative media, like RBN, is going to survive is with listener support. That's just a fact of life. The big bucks... the big money's going to protect Big Pharma, because Big Pharma will threaten to remove all their advertising if they expose any of this. So the public is kept in the dark. Thank God for stations like RBN. If you haven't donated, I truly wish you'd consider contributing and helping this station stay on air. Lots of good hosts, lots of good program on RBN. There are several ways you can donate to RBN. You can call the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-724-2719, extension 1, and talk to an employee and say that you'd like to donate. You can donate that way. You can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite Number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go to the republicbroadcasting.org website And on the homepage, you will see a tab for donation. Go there and you'll get all the information you need to make it easy to donate. It is so important that we keep alternative media going, because the money monsters are waging a war against us, and we need to have a way to get good information out to the public to the best of our ability. So I think we have time for this very short clip. Let's hear this last short clip.
I had been in practice for 20 years. I closed my practice 10 years before. So all the patients in my practice I had been working with in a small town for at least 10 years, there were many of my own patients that I could not convince that these drugs weren't better. They would come in asking for Vioxx and Celebrex. And I would say, look, I know as much about this as anyone in the country who's not working on the drug companies. And these are not better drugs. And my patients would say, well, I saw them advertised, or even more emphatically, my friend had them prescribed by a specialist, implying you're just a family doctor. And many people said, if you don't prescribe them for me, I'll go to another doctor who will. And I could not convince people that I was looking at the original research and that it showed that the drugs were more dangerous.
Now, I think that's significant. You know, we're really going to have to reach out to all our friends and relatives on this. And I will remind you before the end of the show and put up the links for you, and you can pick and choose what you want. These people, the majority of the people, no matter what good physicians try to tell them, still choose to believe the ads. And that is sad. That shows how effective that advertising is. So how are we going to get to them? But it's going to be hard. That doctor couldn't succeed. We're going to have to keep trying, though, because these drugs are dangerous. People are being harmed every day. People are dying from the drugs, the side effects. They're very expensive. The whole system is corrupt, top and bottom. That's why when Ingrid was on, she and I used to talk so much about looking into alternative health strategies, and there are many out there. But it's real important that people comprehend what has gone on and that modern medicine is no longer trustworthy. You cannot presume that they're not going to harm you. You always, always have, you can't check your brains at the door, ever. So I'll take calls in the last segment. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. And I'd love to hear your comments on this documentary and what you think of it, or any stories that you have about what has happened to you at the hands of Big Pharma. Sharing this information is critical, and I'm inviting everybody to do so and help participate. And we'll be back. This is the 5-minute break. We'll be back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Last half hour, if anyone wants to call in and comment on the documentary, the clips that we played, or wants to add anything regarding Big Pharma and their takeover of our medical system, which is now really more appropriately called the medical industrial system, the medical industrial complex, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And during the break, I was talking to the producer, and he's absolutely right. I mean, it's mind-blowing that people can watch these commercials, and because the images are so potent and so pleasant, that it has the effect of them tuning out and ignoring the words, the warning that comes at the end of the ad. I'm always blown away when people just seem to ignore it. And I'm like, how can you ignore that? And that's how powerful their advertising is. Somehow, most of the public has been convinced that these side effects, these severe side effects from pharmaceutical products are rare. Well, people, that is anything but the truth. I mean, anything but the truth. Having side effects from pharmaceutical problems is quite common. But I think it makes them feel better to think they can take a pill and, well, the pill will do this wonderful thing for them. And, well, my asthma will be so much better, or my indigestion will be so much better, and I'll be really happy. Well, the side effects aren't really going to happen to me. And maybe they happen to somebody else, but that's not going to happen to me. That's not likely. Or if they ask their doctor, geez, I saw the side effects. What chances are I would have a side effect? The doctor may say, we don't have an accurate statistics. It's infrequent, or just to get you to take the medication. He will minimize the side effects. One of the reasons that physicians don't give out the package insert for vaccines, I have been told by a physician, is that if patients actually read it, they would probably say no to the vaccine. And I've been told by other researchers, even then, all of the possible calamities caused by vaccines are not even in the package insert. And it's probably true of some of these other drugs. They sterilize that information. They do put out that bad things can happen. But I have to wonder, do they put out all the bad things that can happen, and what percentage of the population is going to have these bad things happen? So it's real important that we share this information. And if you have ideas how we can get this out, call in and share them, because right now we have the majority of the public believing all of this nonsense and feeling very comfortable going to doctors, having elective surgeries, putting themselves right in the line of fire, as I call it. I am a former medical professional. I am as guilty as anyone. I did that for most of my life. And then I had a bunch of bad outcomes, and I started to say, something's wrong here. And I woke up and said, oh my gosh. But okay, we have Fred calling in from Iowa. Hi, Fred. Are you there?